But the way our hostel is made up of individual units. So we would have 10 units in all. We would have 5 single units and 6 family units. So then, yes, it just depends on how people come, you know, the sizes of families and stuff like that, the numbers that we can cater for.
And how long do people stay? And if I ask any questions that encroach on people's privacy, Kieran, help me out. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just trying to get an idea of how... It's the only hostel in Donegal, isn't it?
It's the only hostel in Donegal. Nearest to us now for homelessness would be Sligo or Derry.
So how long have people been staying with you, or is there a high turnover, or what way does that work?
There should be. This is considered emergency accommodation. So people would come here and stay a short period of time, let's say somewhere between 3 and 6 months. During that period, we would work with them here in the hostel to see, look at the issues that led to them becoming homeless, and then try and do work with them so that when they go out into permanent accommodation, that they would be able to sustain that accommodation. Now, the work that we would do with them would be to tackle issues that they may have, and hopefully then we would continue to work with them when they have moved into their new accommodation. Again, because there's a shortage of council housing in that, most people that leave the hostel would be moving into the private rented section. Now, at the moment, it's just very, very difficult to get anybody any accommodation in Letterkenny. You know, so that's become an issue for us. So people are actually staying here longer than they need to stay here. And because there's nobody moving out, we find it very difficult to take people in.
And it's the wheels are moving really slow in terms of finding alternative homes then?
It's almost impossible at the minute. It's very, very, very difficult at the minute. The private rented sector, they are renting to people that are working. And we just find it very difficult to get accommodation for the people that we have staying here at the hospital.
Like HAP people, a lot of people don't want HAP residents.
They don't want HAP, they won't take HAP, they won't accept HAP, and we're finding it very difficult from that point of view.
And
so people are here longer with us than they need to be, and as I say, we can't move them on.
So what do you do in that situation, Kieran? Because, as you say, you're an emergency accommodation provider, and whilst you're full, there are other emergencies. Like, where do you, if someone comes to you now, a family of three, say, for instance, in an emergency, you're full, what do you do in that situation? Do you have somewhere you can send them, not necessarily a place, but like a phone number, or what happens to them people?
All we can do, as I say, during the week, is send them to Donegal County Council, mm-hmm. and they may offer them a voucher for bed and breakfast.
How often does that happen?
But I would say at the moment it's happening quite regular. The other thing that we're saying to them, we're encouraging them to move in with family, with friends, with whoever, you know, because the accommodation just isn't there. And in most cases, people are being able to, their friends are putting them up or whatever. It seems to be working out all right. But only at the weekend here now, where we had 3 men over the weekend that were on the streets. And that's the first time in a long, long time that we've actually had anybody on the streets.
I don't know. I wonder if it's the first time we've known about it, though, Kieran, because there's people lying under tarpaulin in the park, I'm told.
Right. Well, I mean, it has never been brought to our attention, you know, and as I say, most people, when they see somebody, the first port of contact would be to ourselves, you know.
Okay.
And as I say, we'd always check them out to see if we could actually do something for them.
What was your conversation with these three guys? You chatted to them at the weekend, didn't you?
We talked to them at the weekend and they were just happy enough to stay on the street. And then when I checked them later on, they were gone. So I just assumed they'd got in somewhere. I wasn't really sure what the story really was. There was a language barrier there. But at the same time, they possibly maybe went to a quieter place or whatever, you know.
I have a feeling that's what's happening, you know.
Yeah.
As soon as you sort of, the authorities, and I'm not saying you're one of the authorities, Kieran, but, you know, sort of someone asking questions in a somewhat official manner, you're going, right, we need to get out of here. Do you know, that would be my concern. And that was never your intention, Kieran, by the way. I know you were trying to help them, but you know what I mean.
They told me they'd been in the country for only 2 days, you know, so... how legal they were, whether they're actually entitled to get any help or whatever, it's very hard to know. But as I say, I did tell them to go to the Donegal County Council this morning.
You're in a very
office is open.
Sorry, Kieran, you're in a very frustrating position, generally speaking. How do you think we can fix this? I mean, obviously, I presume you'd like 30 units if you could have them and you could look after them and all that type of stuff. I mean, is that one strand of this that we need more hostel accommodation? 10 units an entire county seems far, far short. And also, how do you fix a problem like getting houses in Letterkenny, where there is quite a demand for property as it is for, you know, maybe people with jobs and what have you that you'd be competing against?
Well, you see, the programme of government at the minute is that nobody should be actually have to move into a hostel at all. I mean, back in 2010, when the program, when the plan was drawn up, Donegal County Council and, well, the Department of the Environment, I suppose, drew up a plan to say that they'd eradicate homelessness by the year 2016. Now, obviously, things have got actually worse instead of better. As a result, that plan's not working. But the whole plan was that people would actually move into permanent accommodation rather than into hostels. So there shouldn't actually be a need for hostels as such. You have North West Simon, you have Steer, and they are moving people into direct housing in that, and that's working very well.
What's direct housing, Kieran?
They have housing units.
Okay.
They have purchased housing units, and they're taking people off the council list and placing people in those units, and that works very well. Again, I suppose we just need more voluntary organisations like that that will actually purchase social housing and take more and more people off the housing list.